I'll let Lee Levinson introduce himself.
I'm an interest owner in the TOCH. There's four of us that own it. I'm the fourth partner.
Gotcha. So you're a plaintiff and a representative of the plaintiffs.
Yes.
At the same time. Okay.
Okay. I want to make that clear.
TOCH, owner of the Aloft Hotel downtown, sued to block the city ordinance which created the Tourism Investment District, or TID. He tells me, for starters, it was a financial burden.
If you take 3% of the gross, in other words, if you use grocery stores in Tulsa, and you took 3% of the gross off the top, there wouldn't be any grocery stores. Be zero. If you took 3% of restaurants, you'd probably lose half of them. That is a big chunk of money.
But what really sparked the lawsuit, Levinson says, is that the board which would spend the money was controlled not by the hotel owners, but by Visit Tulsa. That's a branch of the Tulsa Metro Chamber.
The real issue, that this is the real issue, is transparency. There had been a TID where the hoteliers, including the Aloft, would have had control of the TID, where we had the voting control and we could decide where the money was spent and had transparency, know where it was, that TID probably would have passed. They could have got support.
But
$3 million put into a sinkhole and nobody knew where it went. And I think people need to realize if you're putting money into something, you need to have some say-so where it's being spent.
He says the notion that he and his co-litigants want to hurt the city or the tourism industry is absurd.
I would never do anything to hurt the city of Tulsa, and neither would any of my partners.
And he tells me plans are afoot to replace the TID with a new association of hotels comprised of 50 rooms or more.
If we have 50 rooms and more, and we had an offer to them to try to do this, I think we get 80 or 90 hotels, and we proposed 2%, and I think our numbers were $4.5 million. We would bring in more than they would because we would have probably three times more of the hotels.
Interestingly, it wasn't transparency nor economic impact which led the judge to rule against the TID. She says it's because the state law specifies that TIDs should be comprised of hotels 50 rooms or larger. An interpretation that those who defend Tulsa's TID may well challenge on appeal. Russell Mills, 102.3 KRMG, Tulsa's News and Talk.